First, Chris Finnegan in France asks whether it would be possible to genetically engineer humans to be able to drink seawater. Obviously, this would be quite useful, as there's many places where it's hard to get fresh water, and most of the water on the planet is salty. But unfortunately, humans dehydrate very quickly if we drink salt water on its own, because our kidneys have to get rid of more water than we actually take in from the seawater to get rid of the extra salt. This happens because we can only make urine with a certain level of saltiness, because the tubes in our kidneys that concentrate urine, known as the loops of Henle, are of a fixed length. Some animals, like the desert rat, can drink relatively salty water, as they have very long loops of Henle and can produce very concentrated salty urine, so they don't lose a lot of water with it. So in theory, if we could find out the genes that affect the length of these loops, it's theoretically possible that we could genetically engineer humans with kidneys that can cope with drinking saltier water. But because the kidneys develop very early in life, you'd have to do this while a baby was growing in the womb, and this kind of genetic modification is technically and ethically very difficult.